Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And it's one of my favorite conversations of the week. And we get to do it in person 2 weeks in a row. We're starting to make a habit of this, Tom. It's the Outdoor Report, and we're here at Knudsen's today. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Not too bad, Mark. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing so well, and it's great to be here in the store. I've had the full tour before. I've seen where you guys kind of sort and count out the bait. I've been back into the administration offices here, you know, but it's so nice just to kind of see how everything is done. It's just a really great complex and all the things that you have here. And of course, this is my favorite store in all of Jackson County.
Well, we appreciate that. We work hard at it. And if you're an outdoor enthusiast, we got stuff for you. That's for sure.
Right. And, you know, let's talk about fishing first. I'm still seeing, at least where I like to fish, I'm still seeing the smallmouths. They're deep, they're shallow. I caught a nice one just 2 days ago. So they're kind of, spread out everywhere right now, it feels like.
Well, it is. And the water temps aren't crazy warm.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're good. They're good for swimming. They're enjoyable, but they're not crazy where you'd be, you know, a stretch of 90 degrees for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next week it kind of looks like we might get into the 90s again. But, you know, you get into the 50s at night, it kind of balances it out into mm-hmm. the 70s. And those fish will be very active in the 70s. You get that water temperature up into the 80s, that's when they start to, I'm out of here, I'm going deep. So
right.
It's nice to see that the fish are accessible to a lot of people, you know, especially shore fishermen.
Yeah.
People, you know, people don't have access to boats. So it gives you an opportunity to at least have, you know, middle of summer, have a chance to catch some fish.
Well, you know, I have the access. I just kind of get too lazy. Instead of, you know, taking the cover off and taking it out, I can take my Bud Light out of the end of the dock with me and do some fishing, you know.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
I know, right? I know.
If you live on the lake, you can kind of notice that, you know.
Yeah.
I've always had this saying that 10% of the people who live on a lake use the lake 90% of the time.
Right.
The 90% use it only 10%.
But I have noticed, like, the bluegills, they're not around anymore.
No,
they're out deep.
Yeah, they're out deep. Yeah, you'll find them out deep, and that's why we sell a lot of crickets this time of year. So cane pole guys who, you know, you'll notice guys will be parked out in the middle of the lake, and all of a sudden you see a big stick come up in there. They've got some kind of cane pole or a long spinning rod outfit that's, you know, maybe 10, 11 feet long. So it's a lot easier for them to set the hook and bring the fish right into the boat.
Right.
So.
And you're seeing a lot of that, more of that, I think, like in the morning, because there's still quite a bit of recreational activity that's happening, like, after 5 o'clock and on weekends. So you're seeing most of those guys, like, what, in the morning right now?
Absolutely. Those guys who are big bluegill fishermen this time of year are definitely morning guys. They sit out there and, you know, beat the rush and, you know, get a, you know, couple cups of coffee, thermos, and just kind of, you know, get their meal for the week.
Right. Exactly. Hey, what are you hearing about Lake Michigan right now?
I haven't heard much lately. In the last week or so, I haven't heard a whole lot. Should start hearing some stuff out of Ludington quite a bit now, I would think. I hadn't talked to any of those charter boat guys over there yet in a little while. So I'm going to bet that they're going to start really ramping up there.
Okay. Yeah, and what about Lake Erie? Anything from Lake Erie?
Lake Erie, again, kind of quiet.
Okay.
Everybody's just now hoping, got their fingers crossed on perch run, you know, just hoping that we get a good one this year. But man, with all those walleyes that are in there, that's going to be awful tough to pull off, because them perch are going to, you know, them small perch are just food.
That's right. They're breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, they're breakfast, lunch. Someone's got to feed those fish, and those fish are hungry. So
right. Well, I mean, it's kind of, you know, wish in one hand and then in the other, because I mean, it's for those who like to go after the walleye, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's been a phenomenal year for walleye again. Almost too phenomenal.
Yeah.
You get that good. I mean, gas prices ain't helping.
Yeah.
You know, when it gets that easy, they kind of, the fishermen don't work so hard. So then, you know, I'm not going to go today because, you know, I've got plenty in the freezer.
Yeah.
So you got to get skunked a couple times, you know, have to want it to go back out a couple more times. So when it's that easy.
Gas prices are just coming down too late in the summer because people have already made their plans.
Yeah. There's a lot of catch up to do yet.
On
that. So we're kind of hoping that, we'll pull off a good Labor Day on it, and we'll go from there. I mean, you're a little ways away from, where it really needs to get people moving. That, $4 gas is nice. $3 is going to be better.
It would be, yeah. But I mean, if the bright side of that is, though, if you're going to be doing the staycation thing, Knudsen's right here on Wamplers Lake Road in Brooklyn has really everything that you need for your staycation.
We do. We do. We have everything for local, especially if anybody who's going on big trips, you know, up to, you know, up north or, you know, Canada. You know, there's a few guys that are starting to make their way back up into the Canadian trips. So that's fun to see. So see those people go back up in there. Right. That's, you know, that's long overdue for a lot of people.
So you've got the crickets here for bait, and I see the Knutson signs everywhere at like a lot of different Kelly Express locations. So bait's everywhere too. It's so easy to find. Yep.
Bait's everywhere that we service. Tapio's out actually delivering again today. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a wild weekend for him because it's his bachelor party. So he's running out of time.
Okay. That's right.
So he's running out of time. So it's he's got to. Yeah, life is going to change for him. He just doesn't know it yet.
quick delivery for him today. Yep. So let's talk about the end of season preseason sale. That's just around the corner. Yep. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little distracted because I'm just kind of eyeballing all the different things I want to, you know, maybe put in my cart when I come out here for the end of season preseason sale.
Yeah, you know, that's going to start the 25th of August and go through Labor Day itself. And that's always a fun time of year. You know, we discount a lot of, you know, almost everything in the store is discounted. Yeah. So you get some of the hunting side of it that, you know, it's coming, that's here or has come in before the sale, and the fishing stuff that, you know, we need to get moved out, and we'll put up the big yellow tent and fill it up with mostly summer stuff and go from there. You know, it's a lot of fun to do. It's a lot of fun to see all the people come in from all over there, you know, all over.
Yeah.
You know, because they know this is you know, it's a, you know, twice a year sale. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, even end of sale, when you're talking about end of season sale, where you have that place, there's still a lot of season to enjoy, especially with the summer stuff. I mean, because people keep their boats in even until October right now.
Absolutely, but it's amazing how some people know about the sale, so they come in and they prep for spring.
Right.
Yeah, they know that they're going to need this stuff in the spring, so on the boating side of it, so they'll store it till spring and go, hey, look at it, I paid, you know, cheaper price. So it's what happens.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
So,
and
that's,
we enjoy doing it. We enjoy you know, getting the stuff cleared out. Mm-hmm. Have a little less for us moving. We got to make the switch over a week later.
Yeah. And speaking of which, making the switch, let's talk about the geese, because I'm seeing more and more up in the air where I'm at.
Yeah, they're starting to fly now. Their wings are coming back, and they're starting to get active. And we will, on September 1st, it'll be the first season to kick in. And those people who have those geese available to them, they're gonna try to thin the herd.
Right. Well, they can't thin it enough.
You know, I've noticed some of the, you know, it was really cold this spring, and you wondered how they, and every year you always wonder how they're going to fare, but I've seen some very big broods, you know, that made it, you know, all the birds have made it, you know, 8, 9, 10 in a family group, and that's a lot. That's a lot. So, you know, you'd think it, you know, they turn over that many times. A goose can live 7, 8 years, and man, that's a lot of birds that they can reproduce in a lifetime. Yeah. So that's why the season is what it is, to keep the flocks in check.
Are the numbers where they are supposed to be from the state? Should we be allowed to take more?
No,
should it be less?
I don't think you need to do any more than what we're doing.
Okay,
it's not going to matter.
Okay,
you're going to take what's physically able to be taken with land access.
Okay.
So I don't think that you're going to see, there shouldn't be more. You know, I would like to see a little more goose hunting in January.
Okay.
You know, they've kind of shortened the late season up a little bit, but you know, I'd like to see a little bit more in that time period. I, you know, definitely love to see a later duck season, but that's a whole different story and a whole different fight. So.
Right. And what a lot of people, I think, really need to keep in mind, I know the responsible hunters do, but, I mean, we had an issue at our house with people hunting really close to our house. You got to keep that stuff in mind.
You got to keep it in mind. Yeah, I wish that we could go out and DNR would go out to some of these lakes where there are people who hunt them and mark.
Right.
Mark so that the landowners know that, they're, you know, anything outside of this zone, they're safe.
Right.
You know, anything that's hunting within the middle of this zone, they can do it, and please, you know, give them the respect. They have just as much right to be there. In my world, I think if I'm a guy who hunts water around these lakes, I would have me a rangefinder.
Okay.
And, you know, kind of self-set my markings and know that where you're at, so that the, you know, if somebody were to question you, you'd say, well, I got my rangefinder.
Right.
That house, for me, I'm within the however many feet I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'm within in those parameters.
What should people be doing right now to prepare for the season?
Getting their decoys out, getting things cleaned up and ready to roll.
Definitely start scouring for ammunition. It's going to be harder than last year to find, it looks like, at this point. Hopefully that's going to lighten up. But we're struggling to find it. So if we're struggling to find it, everybody's struggling to find it. So those are the things that I'd be looking at. Get your licenses, get your duck stamps, and get prepared because it's coming real quick.
All right. Once again, end of season, preseason sale. Save the date on the calendar. It's coming up end of August.
It surely is. It's coming fast. All right. Appreciate it, Mark.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you. This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.